All right, guys, it is episode 29.
29.
Of one of my favorite podcasts. So thanks for joining us today.
Wow.
Spoiler, talk about... this is my favorite podcast.
Talk about a prestigious honor right there.
Uh-huh. It's definitely up there in the podcast ranks.
Yeah.
Especially in Poland. If you know, you know.
Oh, hey. we have, I'm going to, you know, let you kind of take the lead on this here in terms of intro, but we have a very, very special episode this week, something we haven't done in a very long time. And this is potentially the most preparation we've put into an episode. I could be forgetting something here, but
I think that's fair to say.
I don't remember, at least like emotionally for me, a lot went into this one. And it was very hard to kind of put together what we had to put together. But nonetheless, I've got nothing else to say until we get into this. So go ahead, take us there.
Well, I just want to take us back to the last time we did an episode like this. Flashback to season 1, episode 9, the Disney Pixar playoffs. We took 32 of the Disney Pixar films.
Yeah.
And we just put them in a bracket form and we chose the best one. We each chose our different, like, we each had our different brackets, but regardless, we both came out with a champion. So go listen to that episode if you haven't. Just a fair warning, the audio is not super good. It is very, very bad, to be honest.
Hey,
so you might have to. We are on through the whole thing.
We are on a constant uphill climb. I'd like to think, at least.
I think so too. I think we've gone up in our production management skills.
Our
budget has gone up.
All right, what are we doing? Oh yeah.
Thanks for asking, Tayson.
Yeah, for sure.
So today's episode,
we're
taking 32 of some of the best, some of the most nostalgic, the iconic, the emotional, all around great kids cartoon shows that we grew up watching. And that will be a big factor in how we decide, because it's not everyone, you know, may be familiar with these. There's we've missed out on some. So these are just the ones we came together for about 2 hours yesterday and decided, and then we randomized the seating, just the matchups. And then afterwards we figured out, maybe we want to switch it around a little bit. So we have got our bracket. Go follow the Instagram, Iron Talk Podcast, to see it on our story. It'll probably be gone, but I'll put on the little highlight thing for the story bubbles. So you could play along too.
actually, that would be a pretty cool thing to see. If you would like to fill out your bracket and either like send it to us or post it, we will definitely show you some love and repost that one.
We shall.
I want to say so we did come together and put this list, like put you know, we picked these shows in individually, just the two of us, and I guess I'd have to take a gander at the analytics. I don't know how many of the viewers are going to be in like our similar age range where you did also grow up with these shows.
You're right.
Or, you know, potentially older, younger, whatever the case may be. But these are just all the shows that I feel like we kind of like spanned over a good enough range that we might be able to appeal
at least
to,
2 decades.
For sure. So for it's these are all just, you know, very, very important parts of, you know, us and our personalities. or
big impact in the childhood life.
yeah. I mean, you know, the things that you choose to take in will really shape you sometimes, other times maybe not so much. But yeah, I think without further ado,
wait, first I gotta get some honorable mentions. I don't know if you have some.
Okay.
But I gotta show some love for the shows that didn't make it to the top 32 here really fast before we dive in. The Jetsons, classic. My Friend Tigger and Pooh, Let's Go, Crypto the Super Dog. If you know, you know. Weebles, they don't fall down. Higglytown Heroes. He-Man. Smurfs and Little People. That those are some of my ones. I just wanted to give a shout out.
Did not
make the list, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We might have to talk to the Ram Talk Bracketology Committee, and maybe we'll include them next time.
yeah, for sure. There might need to be a cartoon here. A cartoon. There might need to be a part two here, especially because we are focusing strictly on like just cartoon TV shows, like animated television,
right? Programs. Yes, that is very great. Great job bringing that one up.
Thank you. Because obviously there were tons of shows on a variety of different networks that were not animated that I'm sure we would love to.
We will definitely break that down.
Definitely dive into
in the future.
So stay tuned for that. Whatever. I mean, hopefully it won't take us another 20 episodes to get to that. But it might.
It might.
Because in 20 episodes, we're going to be, that'll be 49?
Yes.
Ooh. So, at that point, who knows how many ideas we'll still have at that point. So we might have to fall back on it. But I'm really excited for this one. Obviously, you mentioned some honorable mentions. And I think, they definitely deserved a little bit of shine here.
They do. But my Smurfs, man.
I think we just got to get into this. Okay.
Welcome, season 2, episode 29, Memory Madness.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Let's go.
and we are back.
And we are back, baby.
I think we have to just get right into this.
I think so too. Which bracket do we have going first?
That's a good question. So we are looking at 32 shows here, but instead of making one really big bracket, for I guess convenience purposes, we broke these down into two smaller ones, and then we're gonna technically have two winners, but we're gonna each choose between our own two winners, and
right,
that'll be our favorite or whatever. And and yeah, so I guess we can really go whichever way worth,
it's your call. Which should we go first?
Okay, let's go with the one with Backyardigans in it, if that's enough for you.
That's enough for me.
Okay, cool.
Let's go.
So this first matchup here, again, not necessarily taking seeding into account in terms of like, because I feel like that
this
implies,
is not the number one seed.
Yeah, that I feel like that kind of implies like we already were able to make a prior list and rankings and stuff like that. And that's
random.
That's exactly the whole point of this was to actually find that order. And then, I guess if we wanted, we could rank these all individually at this point, now that we know. But regardless,
I'm excited.
We're just gonna get into this. First matchup is gonna be the Backyardigans versus Wonder Pets. Two pretty, I would say, iconic shows, obviously for like their own time back when they were, popping amongst the youth, but also I feel
they
like
were
recently
popping, let me tell you.
Recently I feel like there's been, kind of some reamping in terms
they've
of
they've been popping on the TikTok
in terms of the generations here. Especially, yes, I'm glad you brought that up. The Backyardigans specifically, I want to shout these guys out. Have been
they're back again.
Back in the backyard again. And and are definitely popping on TikTok and I'm sure many other social platforms. Matthew, who did you have taking this one?
Now, two very clutch theme songs. Very iconic. The Backyard.
of course. Or not. That is what I went with. I feel like it is important to mention here. We don't necessarily have a concrete like a rubric or anything that's going to help us like break these matchups down individually. It's more so just based off, you know, just like feeling, just going off, you know, backyard against a Wonder Pets, you know, just which one your heart's going for. At least that's how I filled mine out.
Did you watch any?
I did go back and
old episodes.
I did go back and catch some film, as some might say. I didn't get into too many full episodes, but there were, you know, I definitely checked out like intros and maybe just like I'll bring this up when we get to the show, but there was a really funny compilation of some specific moments from one show that I will be sharing with you after we are after we're done here. But yeah, so basically no specific, you know, thing that we're looking for in any one of these, but we're kind of just letting them be great with, you know, whatever they may bring to the table. Okay, so my next matchup that I can see on this bracket, and I believe we're looking at the same one, is Bob the Builder versus my guy, Andy Manny.
Andy Manny, bro. What I was saying before I cut out there was this matchup, Handy Manny versus Bob the Builder, was a tough one.
Yeah.
But compared to some other ones, not as tough. But it's still very tough. It's probably like tier two of toughness. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's up there because they're both builders, right? Which one do you want building your house? Which one do you want fixing up your brokenness? Yeah. And after careful consideration, I'm gonna have to go with Bobby Boy, Bob the Builder.
All right,
he's moving on to the next round for me.
Nice. I will say with this matchup, I think it's hard to go wrong. You know, they both bring so much to the table. Unfortunately, I did disagree. So.
Well, that's no fun for the podcast. Just kidding. That's what we want.
So there goes our chance at an identical bracket, which we were hopefully. Yeah, we did. Dang. We did fill these out separately, so we were not.
Yeah. I don't even know what your bracket is until you would say it all of it. So
yeah,
this is blind for both of us.
I want to know. Blind dating. I want to know your winner so bad. But other than that, I guess we'll have to see. I went with my boy Handy here just because when I thought about it,
his phalanges came in clutch. Handy,
man, shout out
his handies are handy.
His handies are so handy.
But not for me, because Bob the Builder.
I will say, you know, ton of respect for the Bob the Builder franchise. Honestly, you know, such an iconic show. But
we're talking about the OG claymation Bob the Builder.
Of course.
Yeah, just to make that clear for everyone, because there has been like not really upgrades, because nothing can upgrade the OG Bob the Builder, but like new spinoff shows Bob the Builder that doesn't look like Bob the Builder.
Well, and I mean, honestly, as I was doing some research,
renovate the renovator. You can't do that, okay?
Oh gosh, as I was looking into some of these shows, a lot of them are getting like movies and stuff coming out like this year, last year, you know, stuff like that. And I was very surprised by some of them. Obviously, others I knew about, but yeah, no, definitely very strange. I think for me, what I was able to boil this down to was I just think for me personally, it was just more so which one had like a bigger impact on me.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
And while Bob the Builder did of course have some sort of effect, it just didn't quite stack up. So
interesting.
That's just how the pieces fell for me. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into this next one. I believe if we're still going down, which we are, we're looking at VeggieTales versus Tom and Jerry.
Two very classic cartoons.
I mean, these are definitely the kind of thing where it's like at least too general. I'm trying to condense it because I don't know necessarily what VeggieTales runtime has looked like over the past couple of years. But I would say at least two generations have definitely
lots of episodes
grown up with these two. I would say Tom and Jerry obviously goes back probably a little bit further. Yeah. But
I mean, they even just came out with the live action Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Did you see that one?
I watched a little bit of it.
Hey, that's better than me. I unfortunately did not get to catch that. But yeah, so I mean, see, but I guess that is kind of what we were talking about with the whole Bob the Builder thing. Sometimes you can't mess with, you know, certain things. Yeah. The classics, might I say,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, what did you end up going with here?
I'm going with this one, a little bit easier, but it was one of those things where I picked, and then I looked back to my pick, and I'm like, maybe I should change it. I'll start doubting it a little bit.
Ooh, okay.
But then I went back to my roots. And you know what my roots are?
What are your roots?
VeggieTales.
Vegetables do
have roots.
Roots.
Good connection there.
Quote of the day right there. But vegetables have roots. You know, you mentioned this was kind of a tougher decision for you. Can you just kind of break down what ultimately led? I know you mentioned just going to your roots, but just what does that really mean for you?
I watched way more VeggieTales than I did Tom and Jerry, even though I consumed a lot of both.
Mm-hmm.
But the Sunday afternoons, the VeggieTales came in clutch. Come home after church, we're bored, we don't want to do. Turn on Singing Songs with Larry, my guy. We're going to learn some Bible verses, learn some good lessons, have a good time.
Shout out to VeggieTales, so, man.
That was the deciding factor.
I will say, for me, you know, VeggieTales was, I don't necessarily want to call it a favorite, but going into it, I was like, yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. But as I was thinking about it, I was like, Tom and Jerry, right? At least this is, you know, what kind of factored into my decision. Tom and Jerry, they had such a great and iconic run. You know, they turned into a whole movie that came out earlier this year, and they did all of it without talking, you know what I mean? Because I mean, you have like your Mickey Mouse's and your Mickey Mice,
which
I guess
we will would talk
be the,
about
would be the right thing there, but you know, you have, you know, some human-like animals that you know are talking and stuff, and I think that Tom and Jerry were able to have a similar, you know, widespread effect on the youth of America without, you know, without doing that. And I just think that, at least in my book, they deserve some credit for that. So I picked Tom and Jerry on to the next round.
I just want to say one more thing before we move on.
Yeah.
To the next matchup is one of the things I didn't like was the silent films, the quieter ones.
Yeah.
So that was why VeggieTales moved
it,
on.
It definitely, I think in the moment, probably, you know, as a child, I, you know, it maybe could have not been my favorite thing about it. But I mean, at this point, it's more so about like, you know, actually like paying respect to it. Like even if I'm not enjoying it in the moment, like that's still incredible that they were able to do that. But yeah, no. So,
okay. Okay,
we are splitting further and further apart
as we go
here.
Opposites.
Ooh, okay. Let's get down to the bottom of this first bracket, or at least the left side of this first bracket here. We have Dora the Explorer,
mm-hmm.
an icon, going up against my guy.
My guy!
Curious George.
Man. Am I starting us off here?
Yeah, of course.
Now, Dora, great TV show. I mean, lots of memes, you know, coming from Dora in the later part of the life.
Yeah.
But I don't think Dora and Boots and Swiper and the map is enough to move on past the first round.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. Curious George, though, is enough. My guy. Move
all
him
by
up.
Himself. Let's
him
let's,
and his banana.
Let's just talk about the fact that you mentioned what, like four or five characters from Dora, and you said that they did not stack up to Curious George.
Right.
That's a big thing to, that's a big compliment for George there.
Mm-hmm. Good for George. I mean, it was just, the episodes were short and they were awesome. Mm-hmm. And like the man in the yellow yellow suit was just, what a guy.
Carriers. What a guy, so yellow.
So yellow and so scrumptious. But, man, Curious George is just and the theme song, the intro for Curious George. Man,
have you seen like the memes where it's like Curious George only likes that man because he looks like a banana?
That's probably why.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, maybe. He does definitely resemble a banana in a few different ways. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think I think they have a real bond. For me, you know, like I just said, you know, that is a huge compliment for George to say that, you know, even all those great Dora characters don't quite stack up against him. You know, I did kind of call that out to be a bold claim, but I completely agree.
Okay, let's go.
I also have my guy CG going on.
CG. The store is like... Just okay. Shut up, okay. Dora. Like, we don't need
okay,
a...
okay, okay, okay. Let's get through this.
I see where the bridge is. It's back there. let's stop asking me where the bridge is.
Let's get through this with minimal frustration, please. I'm sure the emotions will get high as we move further along. But
I will say both Handy Manny and Adora, a lot of Spanish knowledge being dropped.
Yeah, in definitely. My youth. Definitely.
But not enough to move on.
I would think I'd maybe be a little more well versed with all that I was taking in terms of that kind of content. But hey, yeah. You know,
yeah,
things happen the way that they happen. Anyways, let's go ahead and move to the right side of this first right bracket. Side. Up top, we have the battle of the ages in terms of you know, your favorite superheroes.
My favorite superheroes.
I mean, I say yours, but I kind of mean that ubiquitously in terms of, I mean, I don't know whose favorite superhero doesn't come
they
from
should
the,
be everyone's
the splendid
favorite superheroes.
Program of Super Y.
Oh!
That's right. My favorite superhero is, yeah. We have Super Y going up against Justice League.
Which is a battle.
As it comes out of my mouth, that is a ridiculous matchup to kind of fantasize about. But
hey, we had to put the builders together. We're now putting the superheroes together.
We did.
And boy, I will tell you, Justice League was one of those cartoons where we would have to throw on a long road trips.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of hours spent on the road watching Justice League.
Definitely.
And it was good. This was a hard one. This was another doubter. I'm like, yeah. You know, can't decide.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, you know, what comes down to me that I watched and connected to the most? And Super Y was
Super
my guy.
Super Y moves on to the second round.
This, I don't know about you, but this was like, there's no way he should be. But... We got the toys of Super Y. We had like the little his wand, his question mark wand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just so many times coming home from school, turning on PBS Kids, watching Super Y. Like, man, learn a lot of like fairy tales because of Super Y.
Yeah,
I just want to give a shout out to him and his gang.
100%. I think
moving on.
I think I want to give kind of a shout out to, you know, obviously. You know, you make these kinds of shows for kids, you know, and the ones that can balance education with entertainment and do it well.
Unlike Dora.
I think they have to. I think they definitely deserve a lot of credit. And Super Y is 100% one of those shows. With that being said, Justice League takes this one for me.
No, bro, you hype that up so much.
I wanted to kind of, you know, pay my dues first before kind of smacking it down there. But I just think at the end of the day, for me at least, as I was kind of breaking this down. I think Justice League, not only was it great, you know, for what it was, but also just I used this term with you yesterday as we were kind of doing this, just that whole family tree, you know, like everything that was able to come from Justice League, like the Batmans and the Supermans. And I mean, I don't want to expose myself right here, but I'm just going to go ahead and say everybody else, you know, just a lot was able to really come from that. I think a lot of other great shows, you know what I mean? So I think for that reason alone, I kind of have to go with Justice League.
I got to give some credit to Justice League because it really like introduced me to the world of superheroes in DC Comics. So
yeah, for sure.
We had all the toys as well. You know, probably can still go find them. But at the end of the day, for me, Superwife, for you, Justice League. That's a battle of the heroes there.
and I will say, I think for me, another thing that played a factor was you know, it was definitely one of those kind of introductory shows in terms of, you know, introducing me to, you know, like the superhero scene, right? And and I think I kind of just wanted to give it a shout out because it is, as I'm looking right now, I believe it is like our only like actual like superhero show.
No,
like,
bro. Like, Superwise is a superhero show.
But like without the whole like educational balance, because obviously, you know, some of these depict people with super capabilities, but it's more for learning rather than crime fighting. And I just kind of wanted to, you know, give them a little respect for what they're doing. Not sure how far anyone's going to go actually, but yeah, it's at least enough to push them into the second round for me.
One more thing about Super Y, yeah, was like I wanted to ride his flying thing so bad, bro. I wanted to jump in this TV screen like he jumped into the books and just hop on his little flying machine, scooter, or whatever it was.
I totally sympathize with that, just because I think such a large part of these shows, especially if you're young enough as a kid watching them, is you just want to be there and you want to be in there doing those things and you know, like being able to experience, you know, the super awesome just whole world that they, you know, potentially
have going on. And Super Y would like go through the show. You try to collect the super words or whatever that would solve the problem at the beginning of the show, and I always felt like part of the team because I collected all those with them.
Exactly. It's inclusive, it's educational, and it's entertaining.
Unlike Dor, who like is just annoying with it. I'm kidding. Okay.
Let's move on. Hey, she lost in the first round. Okay, that's enough.
That's I'm sorry, Dora, for hating on you. All right, next matchup here. We got Caillou versus Arthur.
Two very, very entertaining little boys.
That is true.
I don't know how to say that without sounding weird, so I'm just going for it. But I mentioned earlier about a specific compilation that I'd come across on the interwebs, and it was titled Arthur's Most Savage Moments. And let me just say, like, growing up, I mean, maybe I just wasn't really thinking about, oh, that was so savage, but like like looking back on some of those, like, there were some good like roasts, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, I bet, bro. Moments.
I want to send that to you because I found it absolutely hilarious. But yeah, if anyone is interested, I'm sure just, you know, you can just go to YouTube or something, just look up Arthur's Savage Moments, just because it is absolutely hilarious. I found just to have those little kids completely burning each other to a crisp. Yeah,
that's so funny. But yeah, I was just gonna say, what do you, anything else of these both characters before we pick a winner here?
Oh, I will say Caillou, man. I feel like I just really piled on the affection for Arthur. So
yeah, we need to get some credit to Caillou.
Let me just say, Caillou, you know, you really helped me understand that it's okay to not have hair.
Which you've gone through before.
Because when I mean, look, I've shaved my head many a time over the course of my life, and I'm going to be honest, I have been subject to, you know, some teasing, and I really appreciate getting the opportunity to look at such icons such as Caillou and really just say, hey, you know, it's okay that I don't got luscious locks all the time. You know? And
Arthur doesn't have hair either.
But I mean, he's got like the little like lines, but yeah, no, definitely nothing crazy, but yeah, no, a huge shout out to both of these kids. Definitely played a huge role for me growing up, at least.
Yeah. I didn't watch as many Caillou episodes. I only remember one scene And that was when they were in the kitchen and he was cooking with his mom and he asked if he could lick the spoon afterwards.
Yeah.
So that's what stuck with me with Caillou. But not enough to move on. So Arthur, I mean, legendary theme song, legendary intro. Like, you need to go watch it. It is so, so good. A lot of more episodes watching Arthur. And was I like the only one who thought he was a bear? Because he is not an aardvark in the cartoons.
I personally did not find him very bearish. But
mouse-like?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what he is.
Granted, at the time, not sure I necessarily knew what an aardvark was.
True.
So I probably just thought he was an Arthur.
Yeah.
But yeah, one thing for me that really pushed it over the edge was, you know, as I was looking through, you know, these theme songs and everything, and hey, you know, Caillou has a great theme song. I, you know, probably know that one deep down in my heart, you know, but for Arthur, just like the opening line, you know, I have it pulled up right in front of me. So
walking down the street.
So every day when you're walking down the street and everybody that you meet has an original point of view. I just thought that was really interesting, you know.
Look at Arthur, man, dropping knowledge about life.
I just thought that was really interesting just because I was like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like that's maybe something that, I mean, granted, it's been a while since I've, you know, consistently watched a children's television program. But I just feel like you can never have too much of that, of that lesson of just like, you know, everybody's unique. Everybody's got their own experiences. And you know, like the song says, has a unique point of view. So I just think that's really cool. And that's just an awesome message that I would love to convey to the next generation. And I'm glad that Arthur is kind of a tool in that way. Not to mention, Arthur is currently airing its 25th.
Oh, man.
That's 25th and final season. And I mean, there's no
imagine
way.
Imagine doing 25 seasons of Random Talk.
Oh boy, I hope we can someday get to Arthur's level, but
he's on another echelon.
He really is. But I just think there's no way I'm letting my boy get out in the first round. Yeah, especially when he's on his
deathbed.
No, I was gonna say what do they use in like sports, like tour, like his
final tour.
It's his, like, I don't know.
I don't know.
But either way, Arthur, you know, I'm not letting you go out like that, my man. So, yeah.
Moving on
for sure. Our next matchup down here is one that holds some weight in my heart. Dragon Tales versus Cyber Chase.
You wanna start us off?
I do. Okay. I'd love to. Now, Cyber Chase, you know, definitely one of those, you know, more educational kind of things where, I mean, even if they weren't necessarily shoving it in your face as much as like Adora, maybe, is.
Freaking Dora.
Regardless, I think there definitely was, you know, a thing or two to learn from Cyber Chase. I think all of these are potentially very educational, and that's why they're targeted towards children. But regardless, Cyber Chase for me, the determining factor, honestly, was that little, like, purple bird guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Who
talks like this. That's a great impersonation, by the way.
Thank you. As I was going back and watching, I was like, dude, shut up. Like, he just talks so much, and he is not very flattering to listen to. So, not to mention, I mean, Dragon Tales, one of my, definitely, I hold that very near and dear to my heart and always have. So I mean, really, Cyber Chase, I'm gonna be completely honest, didn't really stand much of a chance to begin with, but I just wanted to be able to give like some genuine respectable rationale in terms of what really went into this decision. But yeah, no, for me, Dragon Tales is definitely moving on.
Well, you kind of hurt my feelings there. I will say both legendary cartoons.
No, definitely. I'm not trying to take anything away from Cyber Chase, but just me, you know, me personally. That's all.
Too many hours watching Cyber Chase. Like, it was one of those shows along with like Bill Nye and like another show that we'll discuss here in a little bit,
mm-hmm.
that your science teacher will just throw on.
Yeah.
And you just watch it at school. And oh man, they would like build, like fight the bad guy, and then like it was just like, woo, good show. Solve puzzles. So Cyber Chase is moving off for me just because I watched more of it, and I don't remember watching a ton of Dragon Tales. I mean, I watched it, I just don't remember anything about it except mm-hmm. the characters.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For my perspective, Cyber Chase is moving on.
Ooh, that's definitely a tough one. But hey, you know, that's why we're doing this. That's why we're coming together.
We would not be good if we had to choose on one bracket that we had to combine.
Ooh, yeah, I don't know about that. But I do want to bring up also another thing that went into my decision, at least for Dragon Tales, specifically was like, I mean, I told you about this yesterday, but like, I don't know how to word this, but I mean, I'd watched it when I was young, right? But I mean, you know, I think when you're young enough, you're not too focused on like, you know, like the fine details of everything. You're just like, oh, hey, that's my show, you know, because you recognize like the characters or whatever. For the longest time, could not remember what the name of the show was, right? And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was some like YouTube video or something of that sort that had come on, and it had briefly mentioned Dragon Tales. Granted, I do not remember the any sort of background information here, but it had mentioned it, and I was like, that sounds so familiar. Like, what is Dragon Tales? And I went and looked it up, and I had like this complete freak out. I was like, there's no way that's my show. Like, I could not remember the name of it, and I just it was a great moment, you know. I mean, you know, years and years had gone by at that point, so it was a very nice thing for me. So yeah,
definitely Dragon Tales on it's not DVD, it's the, what's it called?
the one
you would push in. What is that called?
Oh, what is that?
It's called? Not a D. It's not the CD.
Wait a minute.
It's the DVR. DVR.
Oh,
that's okay. What it's called, right? Yeah. Definitely so. Dragon Tales on DVR.
Dragon Tales on DVR.
Yeah. Man. All right. Next matchup.
We totally just exposed ourselves for being 12 years old. We don't know what a DVR is.
My mom's just shaking her head right now. Like, come on.
Okay. Our final matchup, at least for the first round on this bracket, we have here Phineas and Ferb versus Little Einsteins.
Man, two small children that just love to explore the world, let me tell you.
I mean, these are both definitely, you know, shows that tackle some serious creativity and innovation, and yeah, you know, both beautiful in their own right. Matthew, why don't you kick us off here?
I would love to. Man, I remember the first time I watched Phineas and Ferb. We didn't have TV growing up. I say that like I'm 30 years old.
Back but, in my day, we didn't have television.
But we didn't have
we made our cartoons.
That's right. Puppet shows and film videos.
My imagination. Yeah.
But first time I watched Phineas and Ferb was we were here visiting my grandma's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And we were eating breakfast, and she turned on the TV, like the little TV sitting on her counter, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And Disney Channel was on, and we watched Phineas and Ferb. And that was the first time that I watched it, and that was the first time I fell in love with it. Oh. And man, oh man, is it going to make a run here in the tournament?
oh boy, is it! If you could look at my bracket right now, woo! But
we've talked about Phineas and Ferb before on the podcast,
definitely.
So to give that's my winner, by the way, if you didn't realize. But to give credit to Little Einsteins, it's a pretty solid show too. Like, I totally forgot about them until like I did some research, you know, trying to fill out this bracket, and then I looked at the theme song and I looked at the characters. And I'm like, I was friends with them once. Like, I remember those guys.
Definitely.
So
definitely.
Shout out to them.
And I mean the Little Einsteins. I mean, you know, we talked about the Backyardigans kind of coming back and you know, like having their some of their songs really pop off, especially on social media. I remember the Little Einsteins thing was super song, huge. Right? Yeah, it was. Yeah. Somebody had like remixed it.
That was funny.
Like, it was like doing numbers and stuff. And yeah, I know. So
Little
definitely.
Little Einsteins.
I don't think that's what it was. But for copyright reasons, we're gonna go stick with that one. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Copyright reading.
Because I know you have the potential to sound exactly like song at any given time.
I mean, we've played some theme songs before in the pod, so hopefully
that's true.
To be fair to Spotify and everyone's listening, the credit is all yours, and we do not own anything. Please don't strike us down.
The only thing we own are our wild opinions. If you, by the way, quick break here to shout out. If you would like to chime in about, you know, maybe some input you have on our brackets or our opinions, and you would like to potentially have your lovely voice featured on the show, you can go ahead. And at the bottom of the description of this episode, there's a little link. If you'd like to click on it and leave us a voice message, we'll put it in. And yeah.
If it's appropriate.
a great example of an inappropriate message would be, Dora should have moved past Curious George in the first round, you losers. Probably are not.
We would not.
That.
Yes. Great.
Great
PSA there. Yeah.
Either way, the opportunity is there if you'd like to take it. Other than that, we're going to move on here to my opinion.
Yes.
Now, that was an incredibly, incredibly heartwarming story about you know your first time watching Phineas and Ferb.
Thank you.
And honestly, it only fuels my selection here. I also picked
it better.
I also picked those two boys from.
Well, see, it wasn't just those two boys though. Like the characters
of course,
was so good.
Definitely,
like
Joshua
still variety. Watches it. Joshua Bind watches it like still to this day. Like he's probably
loves
in there
it.
Right now watching it right now.
Loves like, it.
Oh man, it is such a timeless show.
I will say,
shout out to the creators of Phineas and Ferb.
I did take a little bit of a hiatus from consciously appreciating Phineas and Ferb, and what I mean by that is obviously growing up, you know, loved it, definitely favorite show. I mean, it was on every morning as I was getting ready for school and all that good stuff. But that, you know, there was a moment where I guess after either the show had ended or maybe I had like grown out of that time in my life, whatever it was, you know, I wasn't like, I guess, you know, what I used was like consciously appreciating it. But then ironically enough, someone had made the comment to me, not directly to me, but it had, you know, been relayed through a couple sources that I had been compared to the likeness of Perry the Platypus. to put this in simpler terms, somebody said I look like Perry the Platypus. And keep in mind, this was probably 3-4 years ago at this point. It stuck with me and it really helps me regain a conscious appreciation, like I kept saying, for this show. And now every time I think about Perry the Platypus, I think of that loser who said that to me. And I say loser not because I'm so offended by that remark, but just for other reasons that, you know, that person is going to, you know, forever be stupid. Anyways, if we could go ahead and move on here. Phineas and Ferb definitely taking the crown for that one.
Should we just finish up this bracket and move on? Or
I think so.
Go to the next
so.
Bracket.
Let's,
okay, let's
just,
let's...
just to kind of hopefully keep things not too all over the place, you know what I mean?
I get you.
So if we are moving on to the second round here, by the way, this is the Elite Eight, so I think we're going to potentially have some theme songs be played. Our
no,
first
it's not. Sweet 16.
The first round was 16.
Oh, I was doing like the whole bracket.
Oh, so like. So
the final four
so the
of
final
this.
Four of this bracket, final four of the other bracket.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay, okay, okay.
Sorry for the not. Clarifying that, but yes.
No, you're good. Okay, so
sorry.
This is technically the Elite Eight, but also technically not. So no theme songs yet, but our first matchup here, the winner of the Backyardigans and Wonder Pets round versus the winner of the Bob the Builder and Handy Manny round. I say it like that because I know
we have different
matchups there. But for me, it is the Backyardigans versus Handy Manny. And I'm going to keep
this. Take us away.
I'm going to try and keep this brief just because I feel like we already went into depth about you know what we appreciated mm-hmm. about these mm-hmm. winners already. But I did pick Handy Manny to move on here.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Take that back right now.
Unfortunately, it is already on the thing. I cannot take that off. But I had him moving
forward.
What?
Are you actually moving Handy Manny on?
Yes. Why are you confused?
That was a poor choice, my friend.
You think so?
I think so.
No way. Okay.
Say your piece.
Okay. Well, for me, I guess, you know, everybody's different. Everybody has different things that stick out to them. Like for you, for example, you know, the whole Caillou thing, licking the spoon. Like, I don't know why that stuck out to you, but it did. And I, you know, and I respect and appreciate that. And in a similar vein, Handy Manny just stuck out to me. I don't know what it was. I really just liked it. which is kind of ironic because, you know, I'm not necessarily that much of a handyman myself, but maybe I should be. I don't know.
Man.
I just felt like, yeah, the Backyardigans, you know, they have had kind of a resurgence here recently. But I mean, at the end of the day, you know, what was I going to flip on? You know what I'm saying? Like back in the day, little old me, what would I have preferred? And I genuinely believe that the answer to that is Handy Manny. So for that reason, he's moving on. He and all of his many friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say I respect your choice, but I don't. So I'm not going to say it because I'm honest. And Backyardigans is on, man. Like, there's just so many episodes
and you remember. You had them against who?
Oh, sorry, yeah. Bob the Builder was mm-hmm. mine. Mm-hmm. So you're wrong in the first place. Just kidding.
I will say the Backyardigans would have definitely beat Bob the Builder for me.
Well, he did for me.
Had Bob moved on. But
the Backyardigans was like in my prime of cartoons as a kid. And mm-hmm. and it is, man, like there's just the Super Spy episode. To all the little, like, oh, man, it's just, like, so good. Like, I remember it was a stormy night, like, outside. It was so dark in our house for some reason.
Yeah.
It was about ready to eat dinner, and I turned on TV. I watched the Backyardigans, and it was the swamp episode where Austin is, like, a swamp monster or whatever. And I don't know why. That's just, like, one of the memories I remember. So, mm-hmm. man, my friends, they're moving on. The Backyardigans. So
I think that is the important thing that we have to remember here.
So many great songs too.
As a listener, you know, you might have already stopped listening because of our terrible takes. but I think, you know, what you just have to take into account is, you know, like we talked about with the whole Arthur thing is, you know, everybody's different and different things meant different and, you know, different amounts to different people. And for me, Handy Manny just meant a lot, so he's moving on.
You're weird.
Thank you. we're gonna go ahead and move down here
to the bottom. Yep.
To the winner of VeggieTales versus Tom and Jerry versus the winner of Dora the Explorer and Curious George.
Loser.
For me, I had Tom and Jerry versus Curious George. Those were my two winners out of that one, and I'm gonna be honest. As much respect as I would love to continue to pay Tom and Jerry for doing the whole silent thing. I mean, I don't know that it was necessarily entirely silent. I just know they weren't talking. You know what I mean? I'm sure there were still plenty of sound effects. But yeah. But for me, that's really only going to be enough to get you past one round here. So I had Curious George taking this one.
So Curious George is going to the lead eight.
Yes.
So we will hear a theme song of that.
Yes.
For me, though, I'm going to disagree. I had Curious George versus VeggieTales, and this was a tough one. This is a tough second round one, let me tell you. But I had to go back to the
back, one of back, the, back to your roots.
Back to my roots. And that was really VeggieTales. It offered so much more than Curious George, because, like I previously mentioned, you had the silly songs with Larry. You had like the spinoff. Like sometimes they would do like, you had Larry Boy, you know, like spinoff of Batman. Then you had like these other spinoffs, and then you would learn spiritual things at the same time. VeggieTales moving on to the Elite Eight for me, past Curious George. I will say, rip to my guy, Curious George, legend. Just legend. Like, I don't know what to say, because it was a very tough decision for me, but VeggieTales moves on there.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. Good.
Honesty.
I disagree. You know, obviously, you know, I had VeggieTales. I had VeggieTales out a lot further than you. And I mean, while, you know, I'm not personally offended, I do not feel disrespected by this decision, as, you know, some other people may have felt to previous choices. But I think just the big thing here is I only remember one VeggieTales episode.
Dude.
And it was the one where they were like knights and stuff, and they, you know, where they were in like medieval times.
Yeah.
And it just nothing else really sticks out.
There's that's the part of the not the issue, but that's part of the perspectives on each of us, is how many did we watch more of the other.
Mm-hmm.
So good talking point there to bring up.
Yeah, and I guess
for you it was Curious George.
Yes. Okay. I watched more Curious George than Tom and Jerry, and more Tom and Jerry than VeggieTales. So that's just how it was for me.
I respect that. I couldn't go back in your past and change that. So that's how it is.
I really wish you had this great perspective when you were bashing me for the handyman thing. But regardless, we move on, we grow, and we're good.
We get better.
We're going to scoot on over to the right side of this first bracket, where we have the winner of Super Y and Justice League versus the winner of Caillou and Arthur. Matthew, would you like to spearhead us off?
Give me a second, I'm drinking. So I picked Super Y over Justice League, and I picked Arthur over Caillou, mm-hmm. which you also did.
Yes.
So this one was a little easier, but all I have to say is that there was two characters similar to you in Cyber Chase with that one character. There was two characters in Arthur that I just could not stand. Binky?
I already know.
Binky and DW.
I'm gonna say this right now, because I feel your energy, and I feel like there's a lot you could potentially say about DW specifically. So I'm gonna
hold in my thoughts for DW.
Can you please keep the DW slander to a minimum?
I will.
Okay, thank you.
DW and Dora can be friends, okay? That's all I have to say. It was a good thing my scissors not as annoying as DW. Anyways, Super Y moves on. Even though Arthur, a lot of episodes watched, I can remember a lot. But there even was Buster's Travels Around the World series that they did.
Yeah.
I remember that, watching that in school. But Super Y is just too super, and he's moving on.
I'm really glad
to the Elite Eight.
I'm really glad Super Y means that much to you to this
day. Dude, honestly, I don't know why. Like, I hadn't watched it in so long, right? Mm-hmm. So when I was watching film last night, looked up the theme song for Super Y, and it just mm-hmm. took me back, bro.
Yeah.
Like, wow, like, this has to go far in the bracket, but Super Y moves on. Okay, mm-hmm. your turn.
Okay, so for me, I had Justice League taking down Super Y, and I had Arthur taking down Caillou. So we have League versus Arthur. A heavy,
dynamic
heavy
duo
hitter for me. And I think really what this one came down to was, you know, as I mentioned for Justice League, like it was, you know, it was like the head of a great family tree. You know, so many different shows for so many different characters had come from it. But I think while that is, of course, admirable, I think what it really means is it kind of watered down my Justice League experience, because as much as that show individually meant to me, I think I could probably pick out a few more from individual Justice League.
Right.
People's, you know, that would probably mean more and probably go even further.
I agree with you there.
So for me, I believe it or not, I had Arthur taking this one, and Arthur moves into my personal Elite Eight.
I'm so glad we get to hear that theme song on the show.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a good one.
That was another big thing. I was like, I gotta try and get this guy some love.
Yeah.
Especially, I was like, I don't know why I'm so torn up about it, but just like the fact that like Arthur is ending is just like, that's like my whole life right there. I don't know what's gonna happen to me. So I have Arthur moving on. You obviously have Super Y. So let's keep going to our last one before we get to the next round. We have the winner of Dragon Tales versus Cyber Chase versus the winner of Phineas and Ferb versus Little Einsteins. For me, I had Dragon Tales taking it, and Dragon Tales moving on, and then I had Phineas and Ferb moving on. So I got Phineas and Ferb versus Dragon Tales. Matthew, you have
Cyber Chase, Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, great. For me, again, gonna try and keep it simple. Just way too many memories with Phineas and Ferb to deny it. Because, honestly, like I'd mentioned, you know, there was that painful time in my life where I couldn't remember what Dragon Tales was. And to be honest, I just can't imagine that happening with Phineas and Ferb. And I think for that reason, it's got to take the cake here. So Phineas and Ferb, at least for me, moves on to the Elite Eight.
Same here, brother. Same here.
Okay.
Cyber Chase was great, and it was fun. But
I'm telling you, man, that little freaking purple guy with like his dumb little hat. Like,
dude, his hat was the best part.
No.
But Cyber Chase against Phineas and Ferb, you know who the winner is.
Okay? You want to talk about a legendary side character that has his own hat? Talk about Perry the freaking Platypus.
You're right. Yes, exactly.
The legend. That should have been the name of the show.
Oh man,
where's Perry? Anyways, that's definitely another element of the criteria that at least I didn't take into account, was like, you know, different catchphrases, things that, you know, are still sticking with us to this day. And I mean, not that I'm like going around saying where's Perry, but like, you know, definitely very legendary. I want to take a quick second to shout out Phineas and Ferb, because obviously, you know, Matthew and I, we've both graduated and moved on with our lives. But back in those days that we were going to high school, my English teacher had confessed to the class that he had never seen an episode of Phineas and Ferb. And I found that downright disrespectful. I'm going to be completely honest. And I was like, hey, I know you have a small daughter. And when she gets of age, I mean, I don't know when the appropriate age is for Phineas and Ferb viewing, but when she gets of age, I need you to show that to her, because it played such a big role for me. Dude. And I would like to think that he's going to keep his word, because he's a very trustworthy man. At least he better.
Mm-hmm. There's just like so many memories of Phineas and Ferb. Like, last thing I say before we move on here, like, mm-hmm. we would go over to my cousin's house and we would watch it. When we all got together as family, and then shout out Cade, me and him would watch it together, and yeah. we would play it, you know. I mean, he's like, I'll be Phineas. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll be Perry or whatever, you know. And we'll yeah. like run around playing Phineas and Ferb. Mm-hmm. So, such an impact.
I will say, I also had a similar experience, except I always has got to be Ferb, because I'm the tall one and I'm the quiet one.
So hey man, maybe your next hair color could be green. Yeah.
For my boy Ferb, I was gonna say Furby, but I think that's something Furby. Different. So yeah, we're gonna go ahead and move on here to our own personal Elite Eight, except we're still examining, you know, only four names here. So for my personal this half of my Elite Eight, we are seeing first matchup the winner of Backyardigans versus Handy Manny, which for me was Handy Manny, and I guess I should probably keep going so I can accurately describe what's going on here. So it's the winner of Backyardigans versus Handy Manny for me, at least. And then the winner of Tom and Jerry for Curious George against Curious George. So For me, this first matchup is Handy Manny versus Curious George. Excuse me, I misread my bracket a little bit earlier there.
That's okay.
And I think, I mean,
wait, we're gonna cue the intros of each show.
So, okay, who's first?
Handy Mandy, the top one.
Let's do it first.
Okay, tell me if you can hear this. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
You're watching Disney Junior on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Sounds great.
Okay, sorry. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hola, Kelly.
Oh, hi, Manny.
Hi, Mr. Lopard.
Oh, hello, Manny.
Come on, Tools.
That was the Disney Junior logo that popped at the end. Okay, so okay. Ignore that. Here is Tayson's next matchup, Curious George theme song. Let me pull it up really fast.
You never do know what's around a bend. Big adventure all brand new friend when you're curious. I like curious y'all. Swag! Well, everything is so glorious.
I wish I could share my screen there so you can watch it with me, but
it's all good. So yeah, that is my first matchup here, and I'm gonna try
the Elite Eight.
I know you have a pretty outspoken issue with both of these contestants in terms of them moving on for me. So really, I feel like I just can do no wrong at this point.
Well, you do you, whatever feels right for you. We have our opinions.
So for me, I actually, you know, I've gone at length about, you know, what both of these shows have been to me. So I'm going to keep this one brief. I went with Curious George. It just felt right to me, especially just because I feel like not only was it so important to me, but it just felt like it maybe was able to reach a larger variety of kids just because who can't relate to that silly little guy, you know? So I just felt like it was the right thing to do. So yeah, wow. I'm Curious George moving on to my personal final four.
Wow. Okay. So for me, the complete opposite. The Backyardigans, Bob the Builder, the Backyardigans moves on. VeggieTales, Curious George, VeggieTales moves on. So we'll go ahead and cue the backyard
again. It's like, well, don't kill the backyard again.
Don't kill the backyard again. Cue the backyard again. I think it's on here.
Hi, I'm Pablo.
My name's Tyrone.
I'm Uniqua.
I'm Tasha.
My name's Austin.
And we're your backyard.
Oh, man. My guys.
Sing a song, and we'll maybe dance along. We've got the whole wide world in our yard to explore. We always find things we've never seen before. That's why every day we're back for more with your friends, the backyard again.
Wow.
I'm going to be honest.
Wow.
That did something to me emotionally.
Dude, I'm telling you, brother.
That took me to a different place. It potentially inspires me to rethink some decisions, but it's too late for that.
It's too late.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just saying, if anything would have done it, it would have been that. And somehow, I guess I avoided feeling this way when I was doing my film research. But
dang.
But just wow.
Andy okay. Manny over the backyard against bro.
You do not have to patronize me for it, but let's go ahead and move into your next finalist.
Veggie Tales after this ad. Clearly now the
rain is gone. Make- I was like, whoa, what happened to Veggie Tales?
Oh, yeah.
If you like to talk to tomatoes, if a squash can make you smile, if you like to waltz with potatoes,
you love potatoes, Jason.
Excuse me. Have we got a show for you?
I think that, you know, I mentioned how the backyard against theme would have been, if anything, would have been something that, you know, would have inspired a complete makeover in my bracket. Although I'm not making any changes, you know, I'm confident.
Yeah.
I'm confident with my decisions. But that one was kind of the opposite. Kind of made me feel like I did something good by
dang.
By knocking them out. But hey, you know, I mean, obviously you felt
you only watch VeggieTales for one episode, so I could see how.
I mean, that's the only one I can That's the only one I can remember right here, right now. I'm sure I.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
VeggieTales clutch came in clutch, like I said, so good, but. With the Backyardigans, bro? Nah. Mm. This is where VeggieTales ends, right here in the Elite Eight. The Backyardigans moves on to my final four.
You love to see it.
And final two of this bracket.
Man, I mean, and let's move on. I know I had them out pretty quick, but you love to see it, man.
I know. Someone had to move them up further.
Of course. So I appreciate you making that sacrifice. Anyways, for now, we're going to move on to the other side of this lovely bracket here, which is really just 50% of the whole thing that we're doing here. Mm-hmm. We have the winner of, I mean, I guess at this point we had different results. But for me, at least, I have Arthur versus Phineas and Ferb.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we want to potentially cue those.
I got you, bro.
Okay, perfect.
You were just checking. Here.
Every day when you walk down the street, everybody that you meet has an original point of view. And I say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day to learn to work and play and get along with each other. You got to listen to your heart, listen to the beat, listen to the rhythm, rhythm on the street. Open up your eyes, open up your ears, get together and make things better by working together. It's a simple message, and it comes from the heart. Oh, believe in yourself, for that's the place to start.
Start and I say, hey, hey,
what a wonderful kind of day. Learn to work and play. Get along with each other.
Hey!
What a wonderful kind of day.
Hey!
What a wonderful kind of day.
Hey!
Hey! DW!
Frick you. Okay, I just want to say, watching that, I might have made a mistake.
That's what I was saying about the backyard. Sometimes just hits, bro.
Dang
sometimes
it. Well, it I can't hits. Change it now. It's locked in. Gotta stay that way.
All right. Well, I will say I had a very similar experience when I was rewatching it. And honestly, that is, you know, a large reason why it, you know, made it this far. Unfortunately, as much love as I want to continue to give Arthur, this is the end of the road, my friend. I've finished and for taking this one, but But I guess I kind of jumped the gun on that one here. We can go ahead and cue that Phineas and Ferb intro music. Sorry.
I will. Yeah. Or I could say mine, because I also have Phineas and Ferb too.
Okay.
So yeah. I'm going to cue Super Y first.
Okay.
And then Phineas and Ferb second. So then we both, because I don't want to cue Phineas and Ferb back to back. You know what I mean?
I guess you could just do it the once and then it could just work for both of us and then Super Y after, but just
whatever. We're doing my Super Y first.
Okay.
Even though Arthur should have been there.
Who's got the power to be? Who answers the call for friends in need?
Super Y! Super Y!
He's the guy, he's
Super Y!
Who's got the power to read? Who looks into books for the answers we need?
Super Y! Super Y!
And the super readers, we're gonna fly. Come along with the super readers. Adventure waits when you're with Super Y. Super Y and the super readers, yeah. Super Y and the super readers.
Adventure waits when you're with Super Y.
You know what? No. Super Y belongs in the Elite A, okay? Oh, man. But it ends here. Super Y against Phineas and Ferb. We already know who's winning.
Mm-hmm.
Get Phineas and Ferb. Shout out Super Y, though, man.
Great run.
Okay, Phineas and Ferb. I believe we already played it before on another episode, but double dose.
It's 104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Life, baby!
Building a rocket or fighting a mummy, or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist, or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain.
It's over here!
Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving her sister insane.
Idiot!
As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
Come on, Barry!
So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all.
Mom! Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence!
Dude. Dude.
Wow.
Dude. That might epic. Just be the best intro theme song in television history.
At least out of all these, man. I mean,
yeah.
Believe me, I did some extensive research, and boy, that just hits every single time.
Hits every time.
You gotta love it. So I believe we both have Phineas and Ferb pushing to the
final four.
The final four, yeah. I don't know about you, but man. It's looking pretty good for my boys. So for my first half of the final four, you know, we're going to get to the second half later. But for this first half, which, yes, technically I am declaring my first winner for this bracket, but really it's just going to be going up against somebody else. And
right.
Who knows what will happen then, right?
This is part one winner.
So it's kind of like we've like if you think about, you know, most major sports, they have like conferences, you know what I mean? And then the winner of each conference will meet in the actual like final thing. So this is just kind of like that in a way. So this isn't my overall winner, but
right.
Or the winner, I mean, of the first maybe round. It is. Who knows? what I meant to say is this isn't me announcing my overall winner, but this is, you know, my
right.
my nominee, for at least from this bracket. So I have in the finals, or the half of the final four.
Half the final four
is Curious George from the left side and Phineas and Ferb from the right side. And I mean,
that's a tough one.
It is. We've talked at great lengths about each of these. You know, we've heard both of their amazing theme songs, but at the end of the day, nobody infused as much creativity and innovation into the minds and hearts of so many as that little triangle-headed boy and his log-headed stepbrother or whatever. Oh, yes.
Wow.
I mean I'm at a point where I can't apologize, you know, for any of my decisions, including the ones that I've been reluctantly made fun of for. Curious George is moving on to
moving on to the dumps.
Curious George is moving on to the losers bracket. Yeah. So stay tuned for that. No, Phineas and Ferb is moving on to the
championship final round.
The championship match, and boy, I can't wait to see who it's going up against. Matthew, what do you got, man?
I had the Backyardigans versus Phineas and Ferb. Ooh! And I am. This was actually a really tough one. Hitters. It is a heavy hitter. Lots of seasons, lots of episodes.
Mm-hmm. Lots of love, man.
But that triangle bully and his British log-headed stepbro can't compare to all the adventures the Backyardigans went on. Because, hey, both shows went on many adventures. And it comes down to which one just was the best one. And Phineas and Ferb is the winner of this bracket, and we'll be moving on, just like you, to the championship round. Let's memory go, madness. Man.
Let's go. I don't even know what to say. So far we do technically have the same winner, at least in terms of this.
We have the same winner.
Okay.
I thought Phineas and Ferb would make a good run.
Mm-hmm. And it did.
and it has so far.
This has been season 2, episode 29 of the Random Talk podcast. Keep in mind, this is only part 1. I know we didn't do a great job of making that clear at all throughout the entirety of this episode, except for right now, because
we're making it up on the spot.
We really just came to this decision. But yeah, be sure to come back next week for part 2, where we can fill out the other half of the bracket, get that winner, and overall crown a champion.
Pre-fill out your brackets.
Of course.
If
you would like, go check out our Instagram at Random Talk Podcast, where you can find the brackets, fill them out yourself, send it to us, post it, do whatever you do what you do. We'll show you some love back. And we appreciate your time and energy as always. Be sure to come back for part 2, because it's going to be even better. At least just as good, probably.
These are all just full of hot takes.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of hard decisions, though.
And yeah, we hope you enjoyed us bickering over Spanish construction workers. And we not a whole lot to say. Of course, go check out the socials. I'm assuming everything will be in the description.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Awesome. Thank you. And we will see you lovelies next week.
Be nice to people. And just remember,
yeah,
Phineas and Ferb just might be the best cartoon of all time. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
See ya.